And I usually go to my loan apps. Everybody knows that.
Right.
Because one, what I can help too, whatever we can do. People go, oh my God, I didn't know that was there. Once in a million time, that's true.
Right.
You know, because maybe there's fraud and stuff.
Right.
But most of the time, you remember you didn't make that car payment, or you remember you didn't. Well, please do not miss a house payment. Tell them about that.
Okay, so that will kick your hiney. If you miss your house payment, it will kick your hiney. I am not kidding. I've seen it too many times lately. And there is a point that you have too many late payments that we have to wait 12 months from your last late payment before you can buy a house. I mean, that's if you're over two, then it can cause you some real problems. And so don't be late on your house payment. And we're talking 30 days. If you're 15 days late, 20 days late, call it in. Do not ever get 30 days late. Try not to get 30 days late on anything. But I know life happens. But don't choose your house not to make that payment. You're going to get in trouble if you do that. Also, I'm not a big defer your payment. That has been a nightmare for the mortgage industry, which makes it a nightmare for all you people, is that when somebody says that you can defer your payment on a house payment, ask what that means.
Well, folks, I'm going to tell you this, and Barry knows this, because I have to keep good credit. It's what I do. I mean, right. I have to borrow money to do stuff. I had a property manager. You'll remember this story.
Yeah.
It was $2,609, $26.09. She put a water bill in my personal name for a rental or somebody's house.
Right.
And it didn't get paid for like 2 or 3 months. It pops up, and Valerie, I think you don't want to have caught it, said, Scott, what is this?
Yeah.
It was on my credit for, I thought, for a million
years. 7 years.
And I had to answer for a $26 water bill that really wasn't mine.
Right. In the first place, but because you were liable, so to speak, for it. So, yeah. So know your credit, okay? A lot of people talk about like Credit Karma, FreeCreditReport.com, all those places. Okay, the ratings are not good. Or they're not the same. I shouldn't say they're not good. They're not the same as our ratings, okay? So when they give you, you got a 650, I may not be anywhere close to that, okay? I may be more than that. You never know. But they're good for the fact they're free, and they can tell you when people are checking your credit, and they can give you some suggestions. But if you really are looking at buying a house in the next year or so, holler at us and let us help you. We don't mind a bit. We really, really don't. But just take responsibility for your credit. That's one thing that, because I can come across sometimes too kind. And so it kind of becomes my problem, not your problem. And on credit, yes, we can't do that. It's your problem, but I'll help you get it to where it needs to be.
And I'm always leery with somebody, this is free. I don't see many things that are free.
Yeah, and I don't know that, because I don't use Credit Karma or FreeCreditReport.com, so I don't know the whole thing of it. But it's just that the numbers they're going to give you are going to be completely different than the numbers that we see. But be aware of your credit. So many people, their head's in the sand because they know it's been bad. Well, I always like to tell people, if you come into my office, that's the worst day of your credit. We're going to be better.
Wow, what a good statement.
Isn't that, though? Because it makes you feel better. It's kind of like not knowing. The not knowing is a lot worse than the knowing.
Welcome back, Valerie. Let's do talk about... That was a quick break, wasn't it? Short commercial. I know these people say, well, you know, we'll fix your credit and blah, blah, blah. And it turns into a disaster for them.
I'm not a real big believer, okay? Now, some mortgage people will actually send you to them, okay? I mean, they have a partnership with people, whoever those people may be. I'm not a big believer. Number one, you have bad credit, I'm going to charge you money to help you get your credit better. Hello. If you had money, you'd be paying your debts and you wouldn't have bad credit. So I'm not a big old believer in that. Yeah, hello, people. I'm not a big believer in that. I'm like, it's reality. You know, and don't go just pay off every collection you've got. That's not going to help your credit. Usually the fact is we need to establish more credit that's good to counteract the bad credit. So you just need to get with somebody that knows what they're talking about with credit. I don't think you actually have to pay them. Now, that's Valerie's opinion. Some people might feel differently.
Well, but a lot of times I've heard stories. That's not CC. I've heard stories where they say, yeah, they went ahead and reduced your debt, but they put a blemish on your credit forever.
Okay, so if somebody tells you, I'm going to take care, you're going to make me one payment, and I'm going to pay all your debts for you. We used to call it consumer credit counseling, remember?
Yes.
Okay, they got all sort of funky names now. So you don't see consumer credit counseling's name very often. But what that means is you're going to give me your payment. I'm going to be late on it for the first 3 or 4 months till I have enough payments to make the payment, and then things will be better. Okay. Now, I've known people that's the only way they would get better. Okay. That's your personal opinion. But we look at it like a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You're reorganizing your debt. You promised to pay those people, and you're not doing it. You're saying, now I'm not going to pay any interest. Well, that's not right. Okay, so this is a funny thing. It's like I've had people, well, this is kind of off the path just a little bit, but I have had people before that I'll look at their credit, and they'll have a repo. Okay, and in a repo, they took your card. They came and got it because you didn't make your payments. And I'll say, so why did you let that card be repossessed? The funniest answer I've ever heard is, it broke down. Okay, so now would that be the bank's fault or the lender's fault that your car broke down? Really?
Oh, I've got one on you too.
Okay, so what have you heard?
A guy, he let his house go back. And I said, what happened, you know? Trying to figure out. Yeah. He goes, well, the bank should have known that I couldn't afford that house.
Yeah. So people, come on. Whenever you borrow money, you're taking responsibility. When you co-sign for that kid that can't buy a car themselves, have them make that payment to you and you make the payment. I cannot tell you how many times I see that. No, but I cannot, because you make your own payments on it. But I cannot tell you how many people are shocked when they see their credit because their poor kids have missed 5 payments on the car. And it's like, hello, people, don't do that. Is if you're going to really co-sign for somebody, or do even worse than that is let me get a loan for you and you can pay me. Really? Come on, people. Is that if you're going to do that, figure it's your debt and you've got to pay it. And then it's a blessing if somebody pays you back.
It's basically said, give them the money. If you're comfortable doing that,
that's right.
Do it. Because that's what it is.
Yeah. So just be cautious of that.
There's a reason the bank wants you to co-sign.
Exactly. Exactly. And so don't put yourself in a position.
I'll say this. I've done it 3 times.
Yeah.
And 3 times it bit me in the hiney.
Yeah. Oh, I see it all the time. I see it like every day. And I feel so sorry for the parents. I feel so sorry for the parents. But it's just so common. Plus, let's say they make their payments on time, but it's a big debt. I got to count it against you. It's just like, so think before you co-sign for somebody. Maybe they don't need that, or maybe they need to get better to be able to do it themselves. That's just my point.
You know, we talked about FHA, which is that's FHA and VA are the main loans we do in San Angelo, Texas. True?
True.
But we also have conventional. And the reason conventional, and I love conventional, especially people that have saved up their money.
Yes.
And we're seeing that more and more and more. If you put 20% down, and that's the key number, 20% down, you don't have to pay the MIP, PMI.
Right,
interest,
at all.
Which is huge, folks.
It can be very big. It can be very big. And believe it or not, the last couple of months, we've done more than 50% of our loans have been conventional, which is just crazy. That's not normal. Usually ours is more FHA and VA, the government driven. But we have done a lot of conventional loans. And again, if you got 20% down, for sure. If you've got 5% down, but you've got really, really, really good credit, I mean, like really over 760, conventional might be the best bet because your mortgage insurance is going to be really cheap. It's very credit score driven on conventional. FHA is not credit score driven. It is strictly on the loan itself. It is not credit score driven, but that mortgage insurance isn't going to go away. You're going to have to refinance or sell the house to get rid of it.
On FHA, not conventional.
No, on conventional, when you get to 20%, you can request it to be gone. At 22%, it automatically goes away.